Welcome to the Passive Aggressive Podcast, everybody. I'm comedian Mike Vecchione, and with comedian Bobby Ahaha and comedian Ben Rosenfeld, we are all watching our tones this week, okay? Because there's been some reporting. Talked to my brother this week, and I'm just going to go right into it. I don't need any co-hosts
Get
right
to
now.
It. I'm listening. Bobby's checking his phone.
That's I'm good. Not checking any phone, Ben.
As long as he stays far away from the microphone. I was talking to my brother over the weekend, and he was an rabid listener.
He's definitely a top five fan.
He's a listener, and he was saying that he was listening to one episode, and I was not loud enough. Bobby was too loud, so he would go to... It's actually kind of... would make a funny sketch. A guy who turns up his radio to get one guy, and the other guy screams at him, so he has to turn it back down, then he has to turn it back up and down again. That would be a funny sketch. Why do I think of it now after we already shot ours? Okay. That's an inside joke, everybody.
Well, I have another funny sketch coming up next week that we're going to shoot, so...
Well, keep in mind, Bobby...
Make sure you wear a nice shirt next week.
We have to wear a nice shirt for the big shoot next week.
It's going to be a big shoot next week,
and it's going to be a surprise, everybody, so don't press us on what it's about, okay? My week was great. I'm just going to go right into my week. It's the Selfish Aggressive Podcast. I was at Governor's Comedy Club in Long Island on Friday. He got a good jab.
Let's interrupt Mike.
That was a jab, and it really, really hurt.
It's stung.
It did sting.
It stung.
It was a stinger.
I'll give you a pastry later to make up for it.
Oh, wow, that really hurt. He knows I'm on a low-carb type of agenda.
So am I now.
And Bobby's
I got really heavy weight. And matter of fact, not to interrupt you, but this week I just got I came in yesterday. I got a brand new recumbent bike for the bedroom. A really nice model, too. A Vision Fitness, which is a $2,000-something model. And I got it for $100.
You know what I think? I think you like to just say recumbent a lot. That's what I think.
Now,
that's
here's the real question.
Half the reason I think you bought the bike.
Here's the real question. Since we're a serious news show here, does that bike have a rim seat?
No, but I do have a rim seat in my house.
Can you put that rim seat on the bike so that you're getting a workout while you're getting your butt worked out? Or
no, you see, I'm not really into that.
Okay. No, but I mean, that's a great point, Ben said, to combine your sexual with your exercise needs. That way you're saving time, I think, is the real point.
Well, I didn't have sex this week. I'm on a sex strike.
You're on a sex strike?
Yes, I gave it up sex for a long time.
Or did they give it up until you got in better shape?
No, I am giving it up because I don't need to, because I'm a performer.
Flags are flying in at half mast in Asia.
That's fine. Ben is on fire.
Ben is the left hook.
Ben is
first
on
of all, a jab, then a left hook to Bobby.
Ben is on.
He's got us both staggering. Ben this is some fight today, folks. Ben. I can't believe it. Ben comes out swinging. He hit with Mike with the jab, me with the left hook. What's coming up next? I can't understand it. It might be the feet. We better watch out.
He's got his beard in full effect. He is ready to rumble. Okay, so...
Tell us about Governors. Back to you from 7 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Governors was what an amazing crowd. It was unbelievable. When you picture stand-up comedy, this is the way it should be. It was an unbelievable crowd, and it was a great show. Sold a lot of CDs afterwards, too. Muscle Confusion, still available on iTunes, everybody. And then...
I liked it myself. So it was a confusion.
It was a... Bobby Hawk.
I used it for workout tape.
Two thumbs up.
Now, since you've had the CD come out, do you judge how good your show was based on how many CDs you sell versus how good the laughs are?
Is that the new metric? Yeah, that's the new metric. No, it's like some people are really appreciative, but they just don't have the money for a CD. But a lot of people buy it afterwards. And it was a good Friday. And then Saturday, I did...
it was good Friday?
City's unbelievable. It was unbelievable.
A good Friday, not the good Friday.
It was a good Friday.
Oh, okay. See, I was kind of mistaken because I'm not a religious man.
You're not a religious man at all, so don't lump yourself in with the rest
of us. Well, I'm saying here, let me give you a hypothetical, though, Mike. I want to stick with the CD
thing.
Here
we go. Here comes
a cart. You should buy the CD, by the way. It's really good. Would you rather do a show where they stare at you for 45 minutes, but you sell 100 CDs, or you murder for 45 minutes and sell one CD?
Murder for 45 minutes. Mike Vecchione's a guy that just likes to really...
Yeah, I like to murder, but I also like to make money. I'll go with A. Stare at me and CDs because I need money. I need money to live, Ben.
We're going to start a Kickstarter for your rent this month.
Kickstarter for the rent. So that's what I did this weekend. Ben, your weekend.
I went to Long Island, took a night off Friday, went to the beach.
Ben takes a rare night off.
Rare night off.
First of all, that never happens to our listeners out there. So.
Yeah. I'm trying to have successful relationships, so I need to allow for an occasional thing that's not comedy on a Friday or
Look
Saturday.
At Ben night. Learning his lesson from past.
I've decided my rule is 5 a year.
He takes off 5 a year, but not even Jewish holidays.
No, no.
Other people are spinning dreidels. Ben is out pounding the pavement.
I think 5 a year, that's like 5% of Friday and Saturday nights, so it's like, pick the ones you want. I'll be happy to go there, but not too
like
often.
Like a true nerd, Ben does it into a math equation.
That's how my brain functions.
And Bobby, your weekend.
Well, it started off actually during the week.
I didn't even finish.
I'm sorry. Oh, my God. How rude.
I know. As soon as you heard math, you just zoned out and decided I was done. I understand.
I was...
Speaking of math, ladies and gentlemen, let me give a shout-out. Tomorrow is Not Too Shabby's birthday.
Oh, my God. Happy birthday, Not
Happy
Too Shabby.
Happy birthday, Not Too Shabby.
Can't wait to have you on the podcast.
Can't wait to have you.
No, he's in Hong Kong right now.
Wow. Doing what? Fighting in the Kumite?
No, he's an investment banker.
Oh. All right, then.
For ISIS?
Wow. That was a good one.
That's just what I heard.
Probably. He's Chinese. They'll do anything.
The Chinese will do anything.
See, I use the Bobby school of insurgency where you just say, that's something I heard, where there's no substantiation.
So they can't get you with
like
a source.
Like Fox News.
All right, my job as the moderator is to keep us on focus. And Ben, finish your weekend, okay?
I had a great time Friday night. It was like a barbecue right on the beach. There was a band playing. It was really super nice.
Wow.
And then did some city spots Saturday and did a show, Long Island, Mount Sinai on Sunday. It was a lot of fun.
Wow, medical center.
No, in Mount Sinai, New York, out on Long Island.
I thought you were hitting up the hospital circuit.
On the east side.
I have played a hospital before, or a rehab center, with Julio, actually.
Did you
AKA
kill?
Little Big Red, or what?
No. That's not him.
That's him.
No, it's not. Little Big Young is a rapper.
Okay. Yeah, that's Julio's alter ego.
No, it's not.
Okay, it's not.
He's a rapper.
Okay.
Okay.
And then Julio Garrotti is an actor. There's two different people.
Okay.
Agree to disagree.
Okay, because Little Big Young might be... I heard there's a big rap war.
Well, I watched the video. I didn't know what you were talking about until after the show last week, and I watched it. We watched it with you. It was hilarious.
The Little Big Young.
Yeah.
Little Young Big's doing big things. Yeah, but I heard that Carl Swain, the great comedian from Utah, from the Salt Lake City, the Mormon comedian.
You're right.
He challenged Little Big Young to a rap battle.
He should challenge, if he's a Salt Lake City comedian, he should challenge, a Ryan Hamilton. Because Ryan is, he's from Idaho, but he has ties to Utah. So it's
well, they're right next to each other.
Well, it's good to get some of these guys to go at each other, I think.
No, I think
there's not enough comedy beefs. We need, rap beefs where they just shoot.
Well, that's why it's a rap. It's a rap thing. It's Little Young Big.
Mm-hmm.
And, whatchamacallit? Carl Swain.
Carl Swain.
The Mormon. He's a Mormon genius. I got to give it to him. The guy is a genius. I remember his first joke.
You've already said two oxymorons, Bobby. One Mormon comedian, that's an oxymoron. Mormon genius, also suspicious. I don't know.
There's a lot of Mormon geniuses out there. Okay, but here's the thing. Carl Swain comes out with his first joke automatically. He goes, he flew into town.
Right.
And he goes, boy, is my Bible tired.
That's I like that.
That's good.
That's a great joke.
Carl Swain, you wrote that.
That makes
me.
Carl
Swain is great, man. I when he comes out just like that, boom, he goes, boy, I just flew in to town, and my Bible's tired.
I love that joke.
I love it myself.
I'm a fan.
So you hear a guy like this, like a Carl Swain, who's great, but he's also a rapper,
right?
But Little Young Big is a great rapper too. But
right.
I think he can't freestyle with a Carl Swain.
Mm.
Carl Swain gets his energy off the crowd because he's a crowd person. And I think I managed Carl Swain for a while.
Yeah.
Then he fired me
heard of him.
No, that's why he fired me when,
that's why we
yeah,
him.
He's just fucking hitting below the belt. That was below the belt, though.
Murdering today.
That was the below
that
the belt.
That was on the belt. That was right on the belt.
That caught under the belt, I think, Mike. That was a little under the belt.
That was great.
But Carl Swain challenged Lil Young Big.
Right.
And I think it'll be an epic rap battle, but it must be freestyle. He can't go with his set
lyrics.
Agenda.
Right. I've seen Little Young Big freestyle. It's pretty good.
Where did you see him freestyle? You didn't even know who the fuck he was until I told you last Friday. Right,
I've seen Julio freestyle.
Well, no, we're talking Little Big, Young Big here. We're not talking Julio.
Okay. Well,
all right.
I did call Swain.
These always end in a drive-by shooting, so it's not going to matter anyway.
Right.
That was a good one.
Ben, counted against this guy.
Ben, could you please finish your weekend? It's my job to. I'm going to really.
He did finish. He had a bar. He went to the beach.
Excuse me. I'm going to really step up as the moderator.
And he listened to a band. And this is what he said.
He had a fire.
You have to listen to him. They had the bonfire, the band, the girl. And he had a nice time. Then he did a couple of spots in the city. And that's how his weekend ended.
And then Long Island on Sunday.
But and you didn't hear the whole thing. And because you weren't really listening. I was listening to Ben.
No, I was listening.
Okay. I don't think you really
but
were.
As the moderator, I'm going to have to check both of you, okay? Because my brother talked to me on the phone, and he said it's out of control. And I stopped listening. And when my brother stops listening, that's when I put the pressure on
what did he say it was out of control?
Toe the line. The volume, the back and forths, the beefs, he's tired of it.
He wants to sing Kumbaya for 40 minutes?
All right, Ben.
We don't agree with you, Mike. That's what it is. And that's just what basically.
Do you want me to do my own podcast? Because I will, bro.
You can do it.
Good luck getting it on a computer.
Yeah. I'll hire Ben separately to do it and put it on a computer and compete against this podcast. Okay.
Against this podcast?
Which you'll also keep doing.
Which you'll keep doing. So he can take the list of this stuff.
I'll hire Ben to do it, and then I'll hire Bobby to threaten Ben to take the PA pod off the air so that I have no competition. I'll just turn everything against itself, dude. I'm Kaiser Sose. I'll go Kaiser Sose.
Kaiser Sose was a great guy.
He was great.
Usual suspect.
How was your weekend, Bobby?
Ben, this is what I'm talking about. Okay, I'm fucking furious.
Thank you for being
right
the moderator.
No. I'm furious right now.
Thanks for moderating,
I'm furious.
Ben.
I want to scream into the mic, but my brother will turn
no,
it off.
No, you can scream. Bobby can't scream because
that's why I'm
changing
back a little bit because my voice, because I use a lot of diaphragmic breathing and everything.
You have a booming prison voice.
It's not from prison.
It's from the army.
I was not in the army, Ben. Nothing wrong with the United States Army. I do support the United States Army.
You were in
the Marines.
Exactly.
And then you were in a state facility for correctionals.
Yeah, I've been in those things for like 6 years, on and off. Five at one time, and 1 year another.
It's
time.
Like a long-term relationship.
Can I just follow up with Ben stepping on me? Okay, Ben. There's got to be order. That's why guys like my brother are shutting this podcast off.
What if we just get a gavel so that you could be like the judge and you can call order in the podcast?
We can't tap the table.
Did you say gavel or gaggle?
Gavel.
Oh, because there's a gaggle of geese.
We can't tap the table because it screws up the sound even more.
That's
remember
true,
that, Ben?
That's true.
Yeah. Bobby.
Speaking of gaggle of geese.
Can I just get it out? How was your weekend?
Well, wait. I'm trying to gavel for
speaking
second.
Of gaggle of geese, I was trying to do a segue into it. I saw Seymour Swan the other day. Not the comedian. The actual swan.
There's a swan named Seymour.
I call him that because I know Seymour Swan, the comedian. He's a funny comedian.
Yeah,
he's a good guy.
Great.
He got a show in New Jersey. Right. And he had the Al Martin show for 24 years, 25
right.
years.
Yeah.
And he continued it now in New Jersey. It's like 26 years already.
Wow.
Going.
It's great.
So that's great to have a show that's going that long. So we'll give a shout out to Seymour Swan.
Shout out to
and
Seymour.
And also Seymour Swan at the Central Park Zoo. The swan.
The actual swan.
Seymour. There's a swan. I call him Seymour because the only swan I know is Seymour Swan, the comedian.
Right.
So I named him after Seymour Swan, the comedian, when I saw the swan there. I was with my grandson, my godson, and the grandparents I had there on the other side. My godson's grandparents and mother and myself. And it was a great day.
Were you there too?
Yeah, I was there. I put the pictures on the Facebook there. And amazing thing happened. Someone who purchased tickets for the Bobby Haas show coming up in September,
mm-hmm.
our real estate
what's
magnet.
The date, Bobby?
September 12th, Friday night, 9 p.m., Broadway Comedy Club, the main room, the Richard Pryor showroom. Bobby Haas will be back performing that evening.
Wow.
And I think I can get Carl Swain to come and do it too. And maybe that night, if Little Young Big really thinks that he's a great rapper, I think he's great. I think he's good. But right now, as former manager of Carl Swain, but I'm still in contact with him. We still talk. I am challenging Carl Swain against Little Young Big that evening.
Wow.
Sounds epic.
And any listeners want tickets to the show? Just send us a, what do you call that?
A tweet.
A tweet. to the PA podcast. That's PA podcast at tweet.
Well, you have a lot of rap fans usually come to the show, right?
Not really. No. More of a it's a tribute show that evening.
Tribute to who?
Joe Bagels, who they made that movie Rounders. The character Joey Kanish, which John Turturro played. That evening, we're having a big tribute to him. He was one of my biggest fans.
Right.
He went to over 100 of my shows, at least.
Wow.
That's a good fan.
Yeah.
Over the years.
Agreed.
And he passed away recently.
Maybe that's what killed him.
Ben is just going below the belt today. Ben is just swinging wildly and hitting. And he's hitting. He's hitting us.
He's really hitting.
He's hitting hard. I'm hurt. That hurt me right now. Yeah. Mike is hurt right now. He's still staggering.
Guess I'll need to offer two pastries after this.
Wow. Now he's offering two pastries.
Comes back with more carbs.
Carbs, because he knows we're both trying to lose weight. And Mike's already in decent shape.
Yeah.
And I'm in like a fat slob right now. I got to admit it. I'm like morbidly obese. But I got the bicycle though.
You got the bicycle?
I put it right in the bedroom too.
Why?
So I come out of the bed, I'm right up there. Yeah. And I can watch TV right there. And also the retardo who's in my living room right now with my elliptical who has my living room, he's finally got an apartment.
Oh, wow.
And he's moving out September 1st.
That's great.
Let's give it up for Jang, my good friend.
Shout out.
So you're saying Mike and I can move in?
No one's moving in now.
Come on.
How many favors can a guy do?
I mean, you didn't do us favors.
And I want to either. But
the Asian Kato Kalin?
No. He's a good guy to guy.
Let's get back to Bobby's...
No, he helped me out a lot to get myself back into working out, stop doing narcotics and things like that.
Yeah.
He's a good dude.
Let's get back to
Bobby. He helped me more than I think I helped him.
Okay.
That's what I would say.
If we could get back to
Excuse me. I'm talking about my weekend here.
Okay.
Wow.
I'm trying to talk about my weekend, and Ben just got to interrupt everything. So me and him and my brother, who I can't mention his name out of here... Charity Re-Raise, whatever his name is, his thing. He's a charity. He's not a human being. We went out for a nice... My brother took us out for a nice Mexican dinner.
Oh, nice.
Down on the financial district. What's that area there? Where the
South Street Seaport?
No.
Wall Street?
No, I actually performed down there at Caroline's years ago when they had the Caroline's was at the South Street Seaport.
Right.
That's before Ben even knew what comedy was. So, across the street there, they had the financial center there on the other side, on the water there, on West Side Highway. You cross it, and then there's another community down there.
Jersey City?
No. I said across the West Side Highway.
Across the West Side Highway.
Still in New York, Ben. The financial center there, and they have, what's that bank that robs and steals everybody's money? And
Goldman Sachs.
Right where Goldman Sachs is there.
Wall Street.
It's not Wall Street. Goldman Sachs is across the West Side Highway, buddy. What do you call that?
Tell your story, Bobby.
The financial center. So we went down there for a nice dinner.
Yeah.
Mexican. A nice dinner, and I came back, and I've been buying and selling things all week on eBay.
Mm-hmm.
I make quite a few dollars there. And Craigslist and stuff like that. I just like, I hate to say the word, but I Jew people down. I'm not saying Jewish people are cheap because they're not.
No.
But that's an old term we use in the neighborhood of Jewing people down. And I'm good at it because I learned from guys named Moshe and stuff like that. You understand?
Yeah, well, you should make it specific.
This portion of the podcast is brought you by Hamas. Go on, Bobby.
No, because I'm a big supporter of non-religious people.
Could you say you bend them down?
I bend them down. Yeah, so I bend them down. Because Ben's pretty cheap kind of character. Yeah.
Ben is very cheap.
Ben's very cheap.
Cheap.
No, but can I tell you something?
No air conditioning.
The Chinese in
my for the sound. How many times do I have to tell you? It's for the sound.
You're yelling, ruining the sound.
And I step back to yell, because I know how microphones work.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
a slam on you, bro.
Yeah. That's why tell Ben to get on this microphone right here. Speak into
Bobby's
this a little closer. Yeah. Whisper into this.
Bobby's pointing
whisper
to his
into this big microphone, Ben, Bobby's you fucking punk bitch.
For you listeners.
Yeah, I said punk bitch on the air.
Wow. You are managing.
And to all our children out there that are watching, listening, Ben is a punk bitch.
Let's get back to
so that was the end of the weekend. So then I got the bicycle. They delivered it last night. I had it delivered to my home. And I got the $2,000-something bicycle for $100.
Wow.
And it was pretty cool.
Wow.
And it's a great bike. You've seen the pictures of it, right?
Yeah, I've seen the pictures of it.
We can tweet our pictures of the bike today on the PA podcast.
I don't think anyone would care.
It's got a really good Deep seat, Ben.
Now, I actually wanted to come back to your bicycle for a second, because you know how sometimes, like, in football, on the sidelines, you see a football player riding a bike warming up before he gets right. in the game? I'm just imagining how fucking intimidating it would be if Bobby rides his bike to warm up for sex.
That's really funny. Bobby rides to warm up for sex, and then he has an Asian man lubed up in his bed.
And he just gets this warm, maniacal look in his eye as he keeps just loosening up his muscles. I just see it as a horror movie. I see myself directing a horror movie.
You're getting frighteningly specific.
Right. Like,
why are you getting so specific?
I think you have these kind of dreams, man.
You really
do. Tell us about your dreams.
I actually had an awesome dream that
you're
woke up laughing
and
from.
You're yelling.
Because I'm excited. Sorry if I get excited. Not in a Bobby way excitement.
Well, what do you mean excited? What is a Bobby way excitement? I'm a guy who is... I am a Buddha. I am happiness.
I mean, you have the body type of a Buddha if he got...
That's a fat joke.
Well, first of all, the real Buddha...
If
Buddha was real skinny. But the actual Buddha was very skinny. The Buddha Rama.
You're like a low-carb Buddha.
I need to be low-carb right now.
No, you're like the...
They get the fat jokes away. They can get the fat jokes off now because let me tell you something. Within, I would say it's going to take me by March of next year to be in shape where I will... Get ready to run in next June. I will be in a marathon.
Wow.
I thought he was going
to definitely New York Marathon next year.
An eating contest or a marathon?
That was me.
I'm okay. Just getting hit all over today. I'm just getting abused.
See what happens when we have you put back from the mic? You're a target. I'm a target when you lose your sound.
Right. I lose my sound. Now I'm going to have to move up towards the mic again and just... overtake the whole podcast.
Yeah.
Because I'm getting abused very badly
here.
Well, you're
getting
I'm starting to stutter every thing here because what these guys are doing to me.
I'm like the stuttering
John.
I thought you were going to say by March you'll be in good enough shape to kill me on air.
I'm in good enough shape right now to kill you on air. I'll just fucking grab you a windpipe and just give you one shot right in there and then crush it.
All
right,
it just turned serious.
No, that's comedy for us.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's good comedy.
Did you ever see
Ben's movie?
Yeah.
Isn't it kind of scary?
No, Ben is sick. I agree.
He's a scary guy.
No, Ben is a frightening guy. Ben is a frightening guy.
I'm going to get a haircut like Mike.
But he's really smart, so that's
but
the
I don't
way
know
he would get away with
it. Haircutters that cut that bad. Can you tell me where I can get a bad haircut like that, Mike?
I cut my own hair, bro.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
I do mine, too. You hire Titan, but I just completely shave mine bald all the time. But I have a guy that gets $600 a haircut does mine for free.
Well, I found a website, salonapprentice.com, where you get like a fancy salon haircut for free from like their trainers.
Excuse me. I go into Manhattan on Park Avenue 57 to Vartali Salon to see PA himself, the guy that cuts from Elaine Stritch, he cuts everybody's hair. All the big famous movie stars and people, and also... one of the richest people and most powerful people in the world. I don't want to mention their name on air because...
I don't know what
I'm scared of those people. They own Lincoln Center, too. They put up no money for it. You know, David Koch. The wife of David Koch.
You mentioned the people on air after saying you don't want to mention them on
air.
Well,
I'm kind of scared because those people have you murdered and stuff like that. But they all go there to get the haircut. And
what is this, like Bloody Mary? Don't say her name at midnight on the toilet.
Well,
you
know, these kind of things, you know, people believe in these conspiracy theories and things like that. And I kind of
believe in those conspiracy theories.
I kind of go with them. Yeah.
Can we get to my dream?
No, because we're still talking about my weekend.
It's taking up 20 minutes.
Oh, also, I want to give a shout out to tomorrow is Jonan Esqueda's birthday. A big happy birthday to Jonan Esqueda. And his husband, Eric. And I hope they enjoy a very nice birthday down there in Washington, D.C. Let's give it up. Happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Jonas Esqueda. Okay, well, what about your dream, Ben? But Mike, let's see what happened to you this week.
What's
going to happen this week?
No, we went through our weekends already. Ben has a dream, and then I think we should get to some
content. Our summary of our weekends is taking longer than the weekend at this point.
I mean, exactly, yeah.
I think we should get to some topics. Ben, go
I want to share my quick dream.
Yeah.
I've never woken up laughing from a dream. Laughing from this.
I didn't know you had dreams, because I thought you had to have feelings to have dreams.
Dreams, right.
No, it's just brain waves. It's fine.
Wow.
Okay.
It's just brain function. It was me saying, as of last night, you had a parrot. But you might have microwaved him. Why? Because he didn't speak English.
Now, you know, as a person who owned parrots who passed away...
It still cracks me up.
I will cut your throat. I had a parrot who passed away because an idiot started a fire in my building. And the invisible fumes, they came and my parrot died the next morning. Barbara Streisand, the name was.
Your parrot...
I thought you gave away your parrot to your neighbor.
That was a different...
No, parrot. That's the cat.
Oh, that's the cat.
That was Groucho.
Groucho the cat, Barbara Streisand the bird.
Sorry, I get your Looney Tunes animals confused.
All right, Barbara Streisand is not Looney Tunes. She's really talented.
Right, and so was the Barbara Streisand bird. She's...
Well, you're talking about microwaving a bird because he doesn't speak English.
He's a sick bastard.
That's actually pretty...
And the mic
is spoke, funny. She spoke English, though.
Your bird, Barbara Streisand.
Barbara Streisand spoke English.
But it obviously didn't know the fire code.
No,
didn't read fire.
No, the person that started the fire,
right?
Yeah,
was Billy Joel.
It was.
We didn't start the fire.
Right.
All right, that was the joke, everybody.
That wasn't that funny, but let's get on with the show.
All right, what are the topics today?
26 minutes in, we should get to the first topic.
You know what the people pay for, which they don't pay, but they really want to hear about us, and we were a little long, Bobby. I'm looking in your direction about our weekends.
And all now, basically it was a trip to the zoo. Where I saw the Dalai Lama.
Well, let's not hear it again.
Well, he was a llama. He could have been a Dalai. I said, hello, Dalai.
All right. Woo. We need some topics. We got to get to some.
He really doesn't write his jokes.
Well, the call swing, though. That was the revival. That was a good one.
Tony Stewart. Tony Stewart killed a man on the racetrack.
Yeah.
Thoughts?
He didn't actually kill him.
It's no,
the guy was coming towards him.
And he ran him over, allegedly on purpose, is what some of the reports were saying, where he has like a history of being aggressive and fighting other drivers, where they're saying he revved up into him.
Oh, he was the one that hit him, actually, too. I know the guy was after him to fight him.
Right. Yeah.
Because the guy was angry that he hit him the lap before.
Right.
So he was the one that hit him, too?
Yeah. He said, you want a fight? I'll show you a fight.
But no criminal charges have been filed. Then.
Because it was not deemed... That was, he actually hit him on purpose. I think the guy walked into the car more than the guy...
Well, I think what I think really happened was he was trying to, Tony Stewart, the guy was angry and walking towards him, and Tony Stewart saw and got angry and was trying to scare him, and I think he skidded with a he tried to stop, he wanted to scare him, but then he tried to stop, and then he hit him.
Right. I don't think the guy hit him on purpose.
Happened. Do I have any facts? I don't.
I watched the video. You couldn't tell from the video.
It looked like the guy was walking into it.
He was coming at him, but you need that reverse angle to see where the car was originally going and if you try to get out of the way or into the way or what.
Well, whatever happened, they're not filing any charges against him.
Not as of now.
Not as of now, but I don't think they will.
The guy who passed, his family is furious.
And the Tony Stewart has like a history of anger. He went to anger management for like fighting people on the track.
Yeah, but
shouldn't you not have road rage if you're a race car driver?
Yeah.
I think that's what you do if you have road rage. You make a profession out of it instead of it just ruining your life.
I don't know. I mean, this is a
kind that's what Ben, you see what the negativity Ben has in his mind?
That's negativity. That's problem solving. Ben is a good problem solver.
It's turning a negative into a positive.
No, it's actually turning a negative into a double negative.
Wow. You guys are into high-level math now. I don't know. It was an unnecessary death. I mean, they say Tony Stewart really feels bad about it.
Yeah, I bet he would. Even if he did it on purpose at the moment,
well, no, I think
out of anger, he might have just said...
He didn't mean to kill him.
I don't think he meant to kill the guy.
No.
And
maybe
then after he did kill the guy, it might have fucked him up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If he has any feelings... If he's, you know, not like a Ben.
Well, he doesn't, because originally he was going to race the next day in the other race, in the NASCAR.
No, he didn't do it.
But he was going to. At first, he was
going
to.
Where did you read that first he was going to?
It was on the ESPN.
It was on the internet?
Yeah.
No.
No one could ever lie
that
on the
internet. That he was going to run in the race. No, he pulled out and didn't say he was going to after he killed the guy. Right after he killed the guy, he said, I'm not running tomorrow.
No, first he was running, and then, like, PR kicked in and is like, yeah, you should take the week off.
I don't know if that's correct, Ben.
I don't know if that's correct either,
I guess Ben. We'll never know. Mike doesn't have his fact check, and I'm sticking with my facts.
Facebook Messenger.
Oh, Ben. Yeah, I'm fucking pissed off.
Wow, the language. There's children listening.
Yeah, Ben, it's not nice.
Go ahead, Ben.
The stupid Facebook computer iPhone app, it's making you install a second shitty Facebook Messenger app if you want to respond to messages now. It feels like communist Russia is. I'm not happy about it.
Wow.
I don't like it either. All of a sudden I get these messages. I think it's important. And it's some African girl or some Indian African or something looking to get marry me.
Yeah, right. I don't want two apps. I take pride in only having two pages of apps, screens of apps. I don't want extra shit filling up my life, and it's not even any better. Just let me send my messages how I've been sending them.
Well, you're usually locked into like a Candy Crush.
I don't play any games. I play an occasional Minesweeper, but I try to really avoid games on the phone.
Because you're too locked into your Sudoku?
No, because I'd rather like read.
That was a nice little shot.
Do something useful.
I kind of noticed it, and I thought it was pretty good.
I'm hitting him with punches, and he's blocking most of them, but some is getting.
But I thought the Sudoku was pretty good myself.
I thought so. Texas alcohol, and then I can't read your writing. Then Texas alcohol.
Sale at gun shows.
Oh, that was one of my topics.
That's one of Mike's topics, I believe.
Texas alcohol
sales at gun shows.
They're considering selling alcohol at gun shows, and
in Texas.
Yeah, I personally think this is a great idea.
Yeah, so do I.
We need fewer Texans in the world. I agree.
Wait a second, Ben. Don't take your communist Russia views and like. I bet you think no one should be armed. You're really an anti-Second Amendment guy.
I'm a First Amendment guy. I don't believe the problems are caused by these automatic weapons and this and that. It's these people who have psychological problems that are the one that they'll do it with a knife. They'll do anything. Because the last guy that went on a spree. Murderer, the one in California there, because he couldn't get dates, because he was actually a homosexual, and he's kind of cute to get out of the bank.
You can't go on a fucking spree with a goddamn knife, Bobby. You can't take out 30 people.
He killed three.
You can't knife 40 people with a knife.
You kill four or five or whatever, that's enough.
One or two, it gets bloody, you gotta clean up, other people start running, they'll fight and subdue you, because a knife is like...
No, all you gotta do is have silk, and wrap it in silk, and the silk goes right through and it cleans it right off, like, and you don't need to get it to stop. It'll keep going.
You can't take out 20 to 30 people with a knife unless you're already well trained.
Yeah, no, you can't.
Any fucking pussy with an automatic can kill 30 people like that.
That's true.
It takes a real man to take out 30 people with a knife.
I think Ben's a real man.
A real man?
What's the matter with you?
That's not a real man.
What's the ironic comedy? It's called ironic.
No, ironic is taking out 30 men with your penis.
No, that's just gay.
No, but it sounded like...
that. Ironic is the opposite of what's expected. From you, that's just what's expected.
Wow. Ben is laying down the law here.
Yeah, he's really just...
Okay, Ben has a point that a gun is a specific killing machine. It's way more efficient than a knife. And I want you to acknowledge that, Bobby.
Yes, but the thing is this. First of all, I don't know what a gun is.
You don't know what a gun is?
No, I know what a rifle is. I know what a pistol is. I don't know what a gun is. Because this is my rifle. This is my gun. This is for fighting. This is for fun. We don't say the word gun in the United States Marine Corps. You're talking about different weapons. You're talking about pistols. You're talking about rifles. You're talking about automatic weapons, semi-automatic weapons.
Automatic and semi-automatic is where my problem is.
Okay, well, I can take a semi-automatic and make it fully automatic.
Which is why we don't need either one of those.
We're not in a military setting. We're in a...
Well, I always go to my military training.
Yeah, but you're used to... what's it called? We're civilians here, Bobby. You
realize okay, so
that,
here,
right?
Okay.
This isn't a military podcast.
All right, so what I'm trying to say is this. But a lot of military people listen to the podcast because of Bobby Hobb being on the podcast.
You draw a military group.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of just regular civilian types listening. So they would probably relate to the word gun more than your specialized automatic, semi-automatic weapons.
Yeah. Well,
we're getting off topic.
I think, no, we're not getting off topic. Here's
we're
the deal.
Off topic.
I think people should be allowed to drink and buy guns.
Okay.
What could possibly go right?
That, you know what? That was a left turn.
Yeah.
What could possibly go right? And he hit you right in the chin with it.
Yeah. And it was a left turn, so Mikey got a good one in. They both got good ones in on me, and I'm hurting right now. I'm taking it really bad today.
You're slumped against the couch.
Yeah.
Okay, I agree, though. If you're going to have a gun show and it's going to be all legal, I think...
Alcohol should be served.
I think it's good if you just, like, loosen it up a little bit. Let's get... Everybody's too uptight.
Here's what's crazy, though. Like, if you're visibly intoxicated when getting a tattoo, they won't let you get a tattoo, but you can buy a gun.
I don't think you should buy a gun visibly intoxicated.
USA.
I don't think you should buy a gun.
You know, you just reminded me I have to go get a couple tattoos.
But I don't like you putting a lot of restraints on our freedoms, Ben.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like you're doing. You're trying to take your Russian ideologies and, like, forcing it against our freedoms.
But what about our First Amendment right? And you know the reason...
Speech?
Yeah, and also the Second Amendment, right? Excuse me. The Second Amendment.
Mm-hmm. I passed my citizenship test. What's up, everyone?
Listen, but I immediately corrected myself because I know really which one it was. The Second Amendment, the right to bear arms.
I immediately corrected him. He didn't correct himself.
No, you didn't say anything, which was the First and Second Amendment, which amendment. But what I'm trying to say is this. The reason why it was put into place is tyranny from the government, Ben.
Yeah.
So now if you take away all automatic weapons and semi-automatic weapons, yeah, how are you going to fight against a government who has drones and is... You got to be able to fight back with a little firepower yourself.
I'm pretty sure an automatic weapon isn't going to take out a drone if that's your crazy scenario.
Well, it's not going to take out the government. The government will look at what.
But if
guys,
we can get the army,
but all these guys.
If I was into that thing,
all these guys
Mike, you look like you had a cold sore coming up on your left thing there.
Really?
Yeah, on the top left portion of your lip.
That's an ad hominem attack if I've ever seen one.
Well, if your girlfriend is watching here,
do I have one?
Your eye is getting better.
Maybe his cyst went down.
The cyst is getting a little better this week, but now he's getting a cold sore.
Maybe the cyst just migrated to the lip.
Yeah.
Where am I getting a cold sore?
On your left upper lip. You see it, Mike? I mean, Ben? The left side.
No.
Towards the corner.
The bottom corner. The bottom?
The top.
No, I see something.
And on the bottom, too, on the right. You're getting cold sores all over your lips.
You're making me
I'm
paranoid.
I'm telling you, don't be paranoid. Start using Blistex.
It brings
it's a good brand.
To our next topic, Ebola.
That's a good segue
That's
into
a
Ebola.
Great segue.
Ebola. I made the joke last week. Ebola Atlanta, and now they have a whole franchise throughout all of Africa. There's like 1,800 cases.
Why are these Ebola people coming over here, though, guys?
Because we know how to treat it, but you can't really treat it.
Can't yes, they can it treat there? It because both people are getting much better now.
What if we just put Ebola into Iraq?
We have a way,
and then
to
that
stop
solves
it.
That whole situation.
That's not nice. There's nice Iraqi people
there are good
who
Iraqi
do not
people.
Deserve to be killed
I
or
disagree.
Anything else.
I disagree with you, Ben. I agree with Bobby. I think
yeah, there's some nice Iraqi people. There's
Ebola.
Nice Iranian people in that area. There's all kinds of nice people all over the world. Yes, there are bad ones, but 90% of the people are nice who are just the ones getting abused, just like in the Palestinian conflict.
Just like on this podcast.
Wow.
That's right. I'm getting abused today.
You really are.
Yeah, today I'm getting abused. No, but even look at the Palestinian conflict here.
How's it feel to be a bottom?
The Palestinians are being abused, not by the Jewish people, but by Hamas.
Yeah.
They're the ones that are causing the whole problem.
Do you know?
Basically, they're the ones, the Jews are trying to restrain themselves.
Right.
You know, they even sent text messages, emails, everything. But if the Palestinians try to get out, I heard this today from a Palestinian. As they try to get out, the Hamas kills them.
Wow.
Yeah, and then Hamas tries to steal the PR that, oh, Israel's killing
right.
innocents. No, it's fucking guerrilla
it's Hamas.
Are right there.
It's Hamas that's causing the whole problem.
Except Hamas is the fucking government there.
They got to get rid of them. They got to throw them out because the innocent Palestinian people are suffering here.
They're watch literally it. The democratically elected government.
And the Jews are suffering too. And it's a real tragedy
yeah.
because a terrorist organization has taken over this country to use it because they're getting money from Qatar. And while their leader, Hamas leader, lives in Qatar, he's worth over $2.7 billion. Mm-hmm. He has more money than Donald Trump. Well, he's sitting over there
better,
watching the
better
poor
hair, too. He has better hair.
Yeah, and the poor Palestinians are getting killed.
Yeah.
And the Jews are being blamed for the massacre when they're trying to limit. You know, they're really restraining themselves. We don't restrain ourselves when we go after these drones go
yeah,
after
no
these
one, no one, no,
ISIS didn't. Guys. We don't restrain. We ain't sending no text messages. We just blowing shit up, man.
That's a great point you raised, Bobby. During the whole Iraqi war, no American media has ever reported on the amount of Iraqi civilians killed or injured. No one gives a shit at all. But, oh, if it's Israel, then they report about it.
I gotta say, at this time, I gotta agree. The only people suffering here are the poor Palestinians. Because of Hamas.
Everyone's suffering there.
Everyone's suffering, and the Jews too. But the Hamas, I believe, is the main cause
yeah.
of the whole entire problem.
Do you know that my aunt gets Hamas confused with Chipotle?
Yeah, I would
guys,
I'd
I
see
try
that.
To bring celebrity into the situation because you guys are really going at it.
We're
really
not going at it.
We
both kind of agree on the situation.
Guys are just, it's the
we kind of agree. If Mike agrees with that also, I believe.
Mike has not weighed in on the Israel-Palestine conflict.
I don't know how this sounds.
4 weeks and running.
No, because
he's
a Christian and the Christians are being slaughtered in Iraq.
Because my Christian Mingle profile that I had up, I have a girlfriend now, but my Christian Mingle profile that
so
I
so now you're on
up,
Christian Mingle,
no.
And you even though you have a girlfriend.
Don't say that, dude. I'm not on Christian Mingle. I have a girlfriend, okay?
But why are you doing on Adam? Adam, I saw you there the other day.
You can find Mike as Mike's new screen name, Vike Mechione.
Yeah,
Christian Mechione.
Vike Mechione. How about I saw him on Adam for Adam last week too?
I'm not a bottom or a twink.
You're not in that category, but you're on.
I would be like a small bear.
That's a cub.
I'd be like a bear. I'd be a no.
A
I
cub.
Be a
you would be a cub.
I wouldn't be a baby bear.
No, a cub is a bear that's not a full bear, like
not a full grown bear.
Yeah, but he's kind of like cubbish. And I did see him on that website, Scruff.
There's a website for Scruff.
Yeah, like scruffy guys. You're like you would fit into that category.
Next topic:
antidepressant love.
That was your topic.
My topic is that if you take antidepressants, it can morph and it starts to change the way that you change the way that you love somebody, the way that you feel when you're in love. In other words, it dulls it down.
I think it would also dull antidepressants. I think it also dull your creativity if you were, say, a comedian or something like that.
I think so too. Even though I don't have any experience, I'm not judging people who are on antidepressants.
Probably. I am. Because I'm not judging them, the doctors that give it out like it's candy, because I myself, I am a manic depressive.
Yeah.
Because I'm a high energy guy.
More manic than depressive.
No, but I'm high energy. And once in a while, I depress for like 10% of the time. 90% of the time, my engine's rolling. But 10% of the time, I need to relax and rest. And then bring my engine back up again.
Yeah, but you need something to even you out then. Some kind
no,
of
I don't
drug.
Need anything to even me out.
You need something.
I'm fine. No. Because I know that...
That just says personality.
Listen, I know 10% of the time I have to recharge my engine. So I know that depression is going to come in every once a few months. I'd say every 3 months for like a couple of days. It's going to come in those couple of days.
Right.
And I know it's going to come. And I just accept it. And I just go play through.
Why are you making this vagina-like hand motion?
It's not a vagina. I'm a Raelian.
And can we...
Do you know what Raelians are?
No.
No.
Well, you should stop reading.
But you might be
I'm
saying
a Raelian.
It wrong.
I'm a Raelian, and that's why I'm a happy person.
It's part of the Illuminati.
Here, no, we're not.
Okay.
Here's we're above the Illuminati.
Here's the interesting angle, Mike, on the depression, like, dulls love. That means if someone's on antidepressants and is in love, that's true love, because that's even more love than you'd usually have for you to still feel it.
I think it dulls the senses. Personally, I believe you just got to work through your problems.
I believe that too. But I believe that Ben works through his problems by taking every issue and turning it into a math equation. I'm tired of it. Be honest with you.
Well, everything is a math equation, actually.
I'm tired of Ben turning everything into an equation.
I think Ben has something there. Because I believe that you need to use math to solve everything.
Math?
Numbers is the world.
Is it?
The world revolves around mathematics, yeah.
I disagree with both of you. We're parting ways here. Parkinson's drug.
Oh, no, we're parting ways because you want to start your own podcast and destroy the Passive Aggressive podcast.
I'll destroy
by doing it. The what's the thing?
He's trying to perform some subtraction.
The Viking Echione?
Vike Mechione.
Vike Mechione. Vike Mechione podcast.
Have Julio come in here. You guys don't like me? Have Julio come in here and run this podcast. See how he does. Or Ricky Velez. Or one of these young upstarts.
Okay.
Get them in here.
How about this?
We'll get them in here.
How about this,
it,
though?
Well,
how
we got Miguel coming in when you're out of town that week. So
who's Miguel?
Del Mau. He's a good comic. You know him.
I probably don't. But here's the thing. I'm inviting right now on this podcast.
Uh-oh.
Not on the podcast, but live. September 12th. Carl Swain is challenging at 9:30 p.m. The show starts
yelling.
At 9.
You can't yell.
I'm not yelling.
Okay.
I just talked to Carl Swain. I sent him a text message. Here it goes. Carl Swain has said he will be at the show. He will perform that night. And he challenges Little Young Big to a rap-off.
Okay.
Glad we covered that twice. Next topic.
No. But this is an official. He just answered me back. I got the text message right here. He's going to fly in that afternoon from Salt Lake City. He got the flight, and he's coming in.
Okay.
Let's go. Let's
it's
go,
on.
Little Young Big. Let's go, Little Young Big. Let's see what you can do now against Carl Swain. Heads up in a rap battle. I know you're good. I know he's a great rapper, but freestyle, Carl Swain might be the best freestylist of all time.
Back to the topics, Bobby.
Back to the topics.
Parkinson drug. A woman took a Parkinson drug. And one of the side effects is that she's having multiple orgasms throughout her day. Guys, comments.
They're going to start selling Parkinson's drugs to women who don't have Parkinson's.
There you go. Bobby.
About the Parkinson's? My mother passed away. She had Parkinson's disease for many years. And I watched my mother suffer through Parkinson's disease.
Way to bring down the show.
No, it's a really tough thing.
Yeah.
It's a tough thing. And I think these medicines do help, though. The people now are living longer and a more productive lives with Parkinson's disease because it affects the nervous system and it's really a tough disease to have. Now, as far as the...
orgasm.
I don't know anything about that because my mother passed away a while ago
from this disease. Let's divorce ourselves from that for a second, which is very sad.
Okay, if I was a person and I was getting more orgasms...
Yeah.
Hey, bring it on.
Bring it on. But this woman's complaint, if I could play
the devil's advocate... Some people complain about anything. They got four loaves of bread left in their mom. They should have had five. Like Larry the lawyer.
Yeah.
You know Larry, your lawyer?
Yeah.
Larry...
Who's a great guy.
He's a great guy, but he suffers from depression, and he takes, not Parkinson's medication, but he takes those antidepressants.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's that one they call?
Wellbutrin, Zoloft, Valium.
Lithium.
Prozac.
Let me do the commercial. Depression hurts. Zymbalta can help. He was taking that. Oh, this is going to do. I know what's going to happen. After 6 months, these drugs stop working. Then you really want to kill yourself. And that's why the guy's depressed right now, because he has to keep changing drugs every 6 months or whatever. And he's a great guy, but he's out of his mind. And this is what's going on.
Well, maybe he should take this Parkinson drug. Then he would have an orgasm.
Orgasms, like every 2 minutes.
Inside a woman, and then have a kid. And then he'll have something to live for.
He has children already. Grown children.
Well, maybe he needs to have another baby.
He's a little old. He's a little old to be having any baby. Wow. Also want to give a big shout out. For this Friday, for my friend Robert Trollo, whose birthday is coming up, he's having a big birthday dinner, and only two or three friends, and I'm invited at the great place in Union Square. And yeah, I'm going to go. I'm going to make the reservation, and I'm going to go because he's my best friend, and he's a great guy.
Sounds like you should give him a gift of antidepressants.
Wow.
If you're in his top three people. He must be pretty close to ending it.
That's a great... I like the way...
The guy's a happy person.
He said it, and then he explained it out.
Actually, the guy's a very happy person. And I'm not even going to tell you who he is or anything, but he's pretty well-known.
One more before we get to user tweets. A teacher showed up to work first day of work, pantsless and drunk. Okay, and if you saw the picture of her...
Put the pants back on, lady.
She is a...
Not that I'm just a homosexual or whatever, but listen, later...
That photo made me want to become gay.
Listen, that doesn't make anybody become anything.
No, if you were a well-known chubby chaser, then you would be into it. But she's a little bit on the chunky side, but she showed up drunk in a classroom by herself with her pants off, mumbling that math isn't useful at all, that it's a big joke, and she taught math. So, Ben, your response to this as a big... math advocate that you are.
For most common folk, math is completely useless. Leave it to us smart people.
Wow.
Right. Like myself. I'm also very good at math.
What?
I'm very good at math, too.
You are. You're a master poker.
Right. And I'm also very good at math.
Right.
And I'm also not too shabby, whose birthday is tomorrow.
Right.
Who's a math king.
Let's work him in.
A math king. No, we gotta work it in.
You gotta work
him in. He'll work it in when he comes to America.
Oh.
Sexual.
That was sexual. And I hope so.
Okay.
Yeah, because that would be great. Math is the one that solves basically all our problems and everything else in this world, too. You need mathematical equations. You need math to do everything in this world to make cures for diseases, this and that. You got to know the amounts of this and that. You have to mix of whatever. And it's all mathematics. And without mathematics, you have a bunch of ignorant people running around. Like I put in a big thing on the Facebook this week about the Sikhs being attacked in New York. Let me bring that up real quick. These people have nothing to do with anything, and people are going out calling them Osama bin Laden and stuff like that, and they're a completely different religion.
Yeah.
And not that you should attack Muslims, you shouldn't attack anyone because of their faith or their beliefs.
Right.
That's what I believe. And I believe it's a lack of education that causes all these problems.
I agree.
And that's why education is so important, and mathematics. And that's why, as big and fat as I am right now, I'm not going to run down the street naked and do anything, and that woman is worse than I am.
That woman's got a lot of spirit, okay? She's bringing some...
She's not showing spirit. She's showing lunacy.
Okay, well, she's a little misguided, but do we fire her for that, a pantsless drunk
teacher? She should be fired, yes.
I don't think so.
I don't think you should show up to...
a second chance.
Listen, no way. Fired immediately. First of all, just coming into school saying that mathematics is not helping anyone just shows you what type of level this person's on. And that she should be fired just for that. And even if she was a beautiful woman, walking into school... I mean, of course, it wouldn't have been a complaint then if she was beautiful. Right. So I don't like that either, when people judge people because of their weight or their face or anything else. But coming into school naked as a school teacher,
right,
with your pants off, you should be fired automatically.
Not if you're really good looking, I think. I think that's the exception. You know, we need to, good looking people should have more allowances than us others, you know. I think.
Well, because you fit into that thus others thing.
Well, I'm an other. I'm a
good looking guy. And I'm guy. Listen, I'm an older guy, but I'm still handsome and everything.
Not a model.
And, okay, and I looked great for years. Well, you know, I was in America, I had the 28 waist, 28 thigh for many years. I was very good looking.
Math.
And math did that.
I'm surprised you didn't say 28 inch dick too. Would have been a nice
that's
triple.
That's too much.
That's too much.
That's too much.
That's too much, Ben. I can't wrap mine around a flagpole. You understand?
I thought yours was a flagpole.
Wait a second.
Thank you, Ben. I like that. That was a compliment. A backhanded compliment.
Ben is pitching a no-hitter.
It was a front-handed compliment.
That was a front-handed compliment. Thank Ben for that. I'm going to end on that note. Let Mike take a minute. Let's go to user tweets.
User tweets. We actually don't have any new user tweets this week.
Get out of here.
Yeah, if you want to tweet us.
Are we that bad at the podcast?
Yeah, well, apparently the volume was so off that no one listened to the whole show and had nothing to tweet us.
As we're shouting.
Tweet us at the PA pod, THEPAPOD, and we will read your pod. Tweet on
what
air.
About the
there was one private message from Teddy saying that Bill Dawes is your blonde doppelganger, Mike.
Oh wow, that's a compliment.
Who's Bill Dawes?
Bill Dawes is a very funny comic. He's a good looking guy, so I'm glad. Wow, that's a compliment. I'm shorter and I think less well built than Bill, so that's a compliment all the way around. No user tweets.
No,
we've got
user
all
tweets.
Our topics
is that
guys.
Is that like, does that mean we're canceled if we don't have user tweets? Is that how podcasts get canceled?
No, we need to step up our game.
And I know how to step up our game.
Controlling the volume.
Controlling the volume.
And letting the moderator speak, I think, is the best way to go. Thank you for joining this week on the
Passive Aggressive Podcast, everybody.
That was a very passive aggressive way to end it.
Very controlled, and this was a great podcast. For comedian Bobby Haha, comedian Ben Rosenfeld, we will see you next week.
Ding dong.